Good evening. My name is John. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Thinking ahead, which are the following best? This is in regards to general elections for presidents, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th.
How long is this going to take?
It's going to be real quick, sir. And I do thank you for your time. Are you going to vote? Are you very likely to vote, sir? Definitely. Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you for your opinion. And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, no party affiliation,
Republican.
Not registering a party? Okay.
Republican.
Thank you, sir. And what is your main racial background?
White.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And what is your age?
Do I have to give you that?
That's okay, sir.
No,
that's okay. And generally speak, and it's just for statistical. Oh, okay, it's just for statistical purposes only. That's all. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Is who's going in the right direction?
Florida, the state in general.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
Would you say that? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Governor
would you say right direction?
Going in the right direction.
All right. Thank you for your opinion, sir. And from the following list that I'm going to read to you, which issue should the governor and state legislature focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read the choices. You stop me when you think that is the most appropriate for you. The first one, it says, and thank you, sir, it says housing and property insurance costs. The second option, it says illegal immigration. Third option,
The first two?
All right.
Yep.
Perfect. First. Thank you, sir. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? Would you say that definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to this candidate, or would you say
Republican,
that you definitely,
definitely
vote for Republican? Okay.
Definitely.
Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president? Would you say that you strongly approve?
Which one? Biden?
Joe Biden. Yeah,
horrible.
As president. Would you?
Worse.
All right, so would you say, okay, then they will say that it's strongly disapproved?
Disapprove, strongly.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor? Would you say that you strongly approve, somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, okay, thank you for your opinion. We're almost in the middle, so about to finish. And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is for Kamala Harris. Would you say that is a very favorable opinion, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable, never heard of her, or no opinion?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Thank you for your opinion, sir. And the next one is for Mike Caruso. Would you say very favorable?
What's he running
somewhat
for,
In this case, we don't have, like, a lot of information when it comes to us.
Yeah,
I don't know who that is. Uh-huh. No worries. You can say that as well, sir, if you never heard of the person. Yeah, since we're not affiliated to no, political party, we don't get into details. But the next one is Sienna Austin.
I don't know her either.
All right, not a problem, sir. Never heard of her. And if the election for president were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Donald Trump, okay. Thank you for your opinion, sir. And will you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
definitely voting for Donald Trump.
Definitely. Okay. Thank you, sir, for your opinion. And lastly, if the election for Florida State House were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? The first one, it's Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate. The next one is Sienna Auster, the Democratic candidate.
Mike.
For Mike. Okay, not a problem. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mike Caruso, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you, sir, for your opinion. You will not be asked just few short demographic questions before we finish, just for classification purposes only. And regardless how you may feel today or for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, is it Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Donald Trump. Okay. Thank you, sir. And will you vote for candidates for political office? Would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many as Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republicans, always vote Republican?
Always Republican.
Always. Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would you say very conservative or somewhat, sir?
Very.
Very. Okay. Understood. And what is the last grade of formal education you have complete?
College. Uh-huh. College.
College. Okay. Would you say like college graduate with bachelor's or
bachelor's.
College graduate with an bachelor's? Okay. Perfect. And what is your religion? Like Protestant?
Catholic.
You Catholic. Okay. Well, sir, I do thank you for your time. This concludes our survey, and I do thank you very much for your participation. You have a great evening, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye now. Yes.